Well, the U.S. president and congressional Republicans have failed to reach a compromise to prevent a series of automatic spending cuts from taking effect on Saturday. Barack Obama has just signed an order for an $85 billion budget cut. Obama and the Republican leaders in the House and Senate declared a deadlock after a last-minute meeting on Friday. The two sides have been at odds over Obama's insistence on increasing tax revenue as part of a plan to control the country's massive debt. The huge budget reduction will affect the U.S. military and a vast range of other government programs. Obama has blamed the Republicans for refusing to stop what he calls the dumb spending cuts, which are expected to slow the economy and slash jobs. Joining us now via Skype from Richmond is economic and political commentator Chris Dorsey to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Dorsey. Now, it seems the blame game between the Republicans and the Democrats is continuing, and it's the American taxpayers who are bearing the brunt of it all. What do you make of these spending cuts?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. $85 billion when you're discussing an economy of hundreds of trillions of dollars worth of dead paper floating around. I think it's mostly a distraction. I think this is a lot like the so-called fiscal cliff. It's come and gone, and I think the important thing for everyone to understand is that when discussing the U.S. economy, one must first understand that the Republicans and the Democrats, they don't decide anything. It's not the president and Congress that are calling the shots when it comes to the U.S. economy. It's the Federal Reserve Bank. And what the Federal Reserve Bank does is it creates money out of thin air, and it charges the people of the United States interest. And that is a continuous, constant debt system. And there is nothing but deficit created out of it. And $85 billion worth of spending cuts is you know, a drop in the bucket in comparison. It's just another distraction to get people from understanding how the economy really works.
All right. So what do you think is the main objective of these spending cuts, considering jobs will be lost? And the U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has even gone as far as saying it's going to make America less safe.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure that I agree with that statement. I think that America is unsafe because of its own government. I don't think that the trillions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer money that's being spent every year to prop up the military arm of the Bank for International Settlements. That's all that the U.S. military actually is. The idea that Chuck Hagel is telling people that this outrageous military spending is keeping Americans safe is an outright treasonous lie. It's nothing less. The military bases overseas in every quadrant of the globe that U.S. taxpayers fund, and it doesn't keep us safe. It makes us unsafe, and it's not to benefit the American people, because this is only to benefit the owners of the Zionist international banking cartel, and that's it. All one has to do is follow the money. It's the Bank for International Settlements and the UN and NATO that dictate to Chuck Hagel and everybody else in the United States government how things are going to go.
Well, speaking of which, Mr. Dorsey, let me just cut in there. Do you think, now that these budget cuts are going to be acted upon, let's take a look at them. Do you think these budget cuts are going to be well-placed, considering $8 million a day to Israel and aid is still going to go there at the expense of the American taxpayers?
Well, not only do they create this money out of thin air and then they charge us interest, they spend our money, they spend our labor, which is basically what our money is. You know, it's basically they create money out of thin air based on the labor of the American people. And yet, it doesn't go for anything good, because it goes to the state of Israel. If there's any nation out there that is the enemy of the United States, it is Israel. Israel has attacked the United States multiple times. September 11, 2001, the attacks on the USS Liberty. I mean, the spy rings inside the United States, the fact that Israel is controlling the US government overtly, with out in plain sight, it's insane. It's insanity that the U.S. government continues to steal the U.S. Taxpayers' money and give it to our enemies.
Okay, we're gonna have to leave it there. That was economic and political commentator Chris Dorsey there joining us via Skype from Richmond. Mr. Dorsey, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.